This is session 1 of 11 for the PDH online audio course on electrical specifications. We'll be listing each of the sessions in just a moment. There are two problems with electrical specifications. A new presentation format for construction specifications was approved in 2004. It is expected to first appear in bid documents in 2006 and dominate bid documents by the end of 2006. The second problem is that the old 1995 format is not well understood or used properly. This course presents the new format, which is only presentation, and discusses the content of the 1995 format, which is largely common to the 2005 format as well. This 5-hour online course introduces the standard electrical construction specifications used for offices, churches, manufacturing facilities, schools, museums, prisons, and places of retail business. The 2004 CSI, that is Construction Standards Institute, format is introduced along with the existing 1995 CSI format, and general principles of good spec writing are explained. Public domain specifications developed for government projects are used as examples, though reference is made to commercial specification services, CSI Master Spec, and BSD, that is Building Systems Design, OnSpec Plus. Also proprietary specs, such as Simplex Fire Alarms and Novec Fire Suppression Systems. In addition to core material and associated quiz for credit, this revision includes explanatory narrative and demonstration specifications. Internet links are provided for reference sources. The multiple choice quiz covers only core material. This course is general in nature. Separate PDH online courses are available for individual electrical specifications, such as materials and methods and conduit and raceways. Part 1 is an introduction to the new CSI 2004 specification format. All divisions from 1 to 48 are identified, and individual specifications in divisions 26, 27, and 28, that is electrical communication and security, are identified. A list comparing the available specifications from CSI and BSD in 1995 format is offered, followed by a similar list of available specifications from CSI and BSD in 2004 format. Warnings are offered regarding inferences to be drawn from the lists. Part 2 of the course begins with a list of true facts, followed by an extended explanatory narrative of observations and opinions on the development and use of specification. Wording which reduces the likelihood of change orders and lawsuits is offered, but use is purely discretionary. This is followed by demonstrations of good and bad specifications. Following the sample specifications is a list of common problems and workarounds. This completes the core content. The appendix material includes a list of internet references, which may be of interest, and the quiz for credit. On this audio presentation are 11 files, 12 if you count the introduction of the speaker. The first content session is what we're doing right now, called Content Introduction. Second is on the old 1999 CSI specification format, and it's a long list. We speak just briefly of each of the 16 divisions and go into some detail on Division 16 Electrical. Session 3 is the new 2004 CSI format, which is 1 through 48. Now, the numbers 1 through 48 are kind of peculiar because there are a lot of blank specifications in between. They reserved a lot of numbers for divisions that don't presently exist. So when you say 1 to 48, is that 48? No, it's closer to 30. Also, on my list, we've got 90 and 99, which I think were made up by somebody to put away stuff that didn't fit in any of the particular defined divisions. But we'll get into that in considerable detail. In session 4, why construction specifications and why standards for construction specifications. This is an explanatory narrative, material not covered in the quiz. Session 5, origin of CSI construction specifications. Session 6, content of the CSI specifications with essential add-ins, and this is focusing very narrowly on the electrical division. Session 7, CSI specification format, that is a template of the internal construction of the specification, and this is a generic specification including civil, administrative, electrical, HVAC, security, whatever. Session 8 addresses duplicate and overlapping specifications and the need to review specifications before the project is issued. Session 9 is an appendix. These are relatively new specifications from Detroit Public Schools. I think they're very interesting. And we can look at them a little bit in terms of what's good about them and what's bad about them, but the concepts underlying them are superb. Session 10 is an appendix. Cleveland Department of Water Checklist for Operation and Maintenance Manuals. Operations and maintenance manuals are given very short shrift in most projects, not just in the specification stage, but in the construction stage and in the closeout stage. Cleveland Department of Water invests a lot of effort and exerts a lot of pressure on contractors to meet the requirements of the specification. And this is, again, very interesting. Finally, related links and references. The quiz for the course is available through the PDH service, and it's independent of the tapes or written version. The learning objectives for this course are: we are hoping the student will be able to distinguish between 1995 and 2004 specification formats. Electrical is Division 16 in 1995, it's 26 in 2004. But don't think it's simply a number change. There are number changes, but there's considerably more. Explain who AIA, the American Institutes of Architects, is, and their affiliations. Explain who CSI, Construction Standards Institute, is, and their affiliations. Explain who ARCOM, Architectural Computer Services, is, and their affiliations. Explain who BSD, Building Systems Design, is, and their affiliations. Review a project spec list and identify missing critical sections. Start a new spec on a subject not covered by the CAN specs using the template. Review an electrical specification for internal consistency. Review an electrical specification for consistency with the project specification set. Have essential questions for the project manager or architect necessary to start good specifications. Understand the various arguing positions on the use of or equal, or approved equal, no equal, and contractor assumes any cost of substitutions. Understand the opinions for use and non-use of schedules embedded in specifications. Understand the implications of use of a design basis paragraph within the specification. Know the key points necessary for final review before issue of a specification. Be prepared for contractor trying to bypass the specifications by talking directly with the owner. Know how to use track changes in Microsoft Word. Know how to turn off auto indent and fractional conversion in Microsoft Word. Know the conventions for projects, for construction grade projects, spec grades projects, and institutional projects. Know enough about supports and anchors to avoid problems in this area. Understand the advantages and disadvantages of overlap between specifications. This course is intended for persons who use electrical construction specifications and wonder what the specific words mean in context. It will be especially valuable to electrical designers, project managers, architects, construction managers, owners' representatives, and construction contractors. Persons who learn from this course will be in a better position to avoid change orders and litigation on construction projects. This means fewer delays and the investment of fewer non-billable hours. The workarounds offered here may not be the best for your situation, but warn you of problem areas and help you to formulate your own strategy and tactics. This completes Session 1 of the audio version. Please join me for Session 2, which will be old 1999 CSI specification format.